Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for starting your day with me this morning. As we move into this wonderful month of April, let us move forward in the continuous awareness of our oneness with infinite intelligence, which is what this program is all about. You know, it was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. who pointed out this wonderful idea. He said, take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. Now, this morning, I would like you to think about an idea, a concept, a dream, a hope, a purpose, a goal to show up in your life, something you would like to see right in front of you right now. A change for the better that your heart desires. Know with me this morning that the good you desire is good enough to be true. And it's good enough to be you, and it's good enough to be now. Now the challenge we have is to wake up and understand that, first of all, this is good enough to be true. And second, to understand how we can let go and let it unfold as our life experience. Remember, all your dreams are waiting for you to come true. Today, know that God in you, as you, is you. That infinite intelligence ready to back up your next idea is ready to come forth as the effect of that idea, because the idea is cause. This is why, as metaphysicians, we need to understand that our cause, if it is from first cause, is an unlimited power in action as our life. Cause as secondary causation are coming from the world. Remember, if you think your problems are coming from outside of you, you're going to look out from you're going to look outside of you to try to find the answer. And the answer, which every great teacher has taught, is not outside of you, it is within you. 2,000 years ago, the rabbi Jesus pointed out, you may look low here and low there for the kingdom. It is within you. Look in the right place. Now, how do we do this? You do this by realizing your heritage, by realizing that you are made in the image and the likeness of God. Now, as you recognize this and claim it with a grateful heart, the magnificent, healthy, loving life that is yours by right of consciousness begins to unfold at a whole new level. So, my question today to each and every one of you listening is, what is your reality today? Is it the great reality? Your great reality is what? It is the quality of spirit. The quality of spirit expressed by the highest ideas made manifest by way of what? Your life. Where? Here and now, on earth. And this power is always in action as you. So it's not whether it is working or operating or not. It is, what are you giving it to do? What you're giving it to do is what you think about all day long. So our challenge, yours and mine, is to do what? To wake up to our never-ending spiritual recognition and regeneration, the beacon light of spirit, as you, right now, is ready, willing, and able to flood your experience with a glow of good, with a glow of health, with a glow of happiness, with a glow of prosperity. Your light is right now shining in a clearer and healthier way, if you let clarity and health be your thinking pattern, your consciousness, if you think not about health, but as health thinks, not about prosperity, but as prosperity thinks, not about success, but as success thinks, this is allowing yourself more clearly every day in every way to know that you are moving in a wonderful awareness of God in action, you and me and everyone, not celebrating God in our heart, but understanding that we are in the heart of God. Thank you, Khalil Gibran. The heart of God is your heart. It is your way when you know the truth of yourself and live from that truth, not just walk around living like you've always lived, knowing about it, but be that truth in action. Right now, today, you can thrill your life with understanding. You can accomplish things you've never dreamed of before by allowing your definition of self to be so high and beautiful and loving in so many wonderful ways that you are thrilling to the understanding of the greater idea of you. And again, allowing that to embrace your accomplishments. With what? With dividends of abundant living. With dividends of abundant living. What a great way to be you. Today, my friends, you have the opportunity to celebrate the purpose and the fulfillment of all your goals. This is what this program is all about. It is what my book is all about. It is what I have been teaching for 35 years. Use the invisible power within you for greater good. Use the invisible power in you, as you, in new and wonderful ways today, and experience what? Experience more abundance, more success, more health, more happiness than you have ever experienced before. It is only waiting for your next idea. Right now, today, you can know this is good enough to be true and live your life as gratitude in action, thankfully knowing it is so and acting like it's so. My friends, as Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, author of the Science of Mind textbook, said so beautifully, what you are looking for, you are looking with. Now, we are advised to understand that God is spirit, and it is our challenge to worship God in spirit, as spirit. The great metaphysical teachers, both East and West, have taught very clearly we are spirit having a human experience. So today, you can let go and let your life be a greater and greater understanding in action. You are spirit's life living as what? Well, if you know you are spirit's life living, why not live it as love? Today, embrace a greater understanding of the power of love, which is infinite life in action, not only in you but as you, and allow yourself to also know it is in everyone, everywhere, whether they know it's there or not. So, this frees you to do what? It frees you to claim something new and beautiful for your experience today. You see, my friends, as you start this day with me this morning, understand very clearly, this day has never happened before, and the nonsense of yesterday will not show up again unless you insist on it. So claim your oneness with divine right action, and know it fills every relationship in your world, and know also you are an asset to your own experience. The great teachers have shared with their students throughout the age something I'm about to share with you, and that is this. Do not separate life from living. Do not separate love from loving. You are spirit's life, living as love, if you know the truth of yourself, and act as if you do. This is the truth of your being, and it shines through your thoughts when you know it and act like you know it. It shines through your words. It shines through your deeds. You begin to see the beautiful in the world. Why? Because it's there. Why not beautify your world? With love and action as you. You can do this, my friends, because infinite love made you out of itself. Infinite love flowing from you as a joy to everything you touch and everything you come in contact with returns to you as greater and greater blessing in every area of your life. There is only one power, the positive power for greatness. When we know this, the power of positive purpose becomes our way without hesitation, doubt, or fear. Every page of my book reinforces this idea. You see, my friends, your recognition of and relationship with this great power that made you out of itself gives you a healthy spiritual perception. You are not the religion you call yourself or where you go to church on Sunday or whatever you have hanging around your neck or whatever your book you read or prayer you pray. As Emerson said, your religion is what you do with yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're a Buddhist or a Baptist, there is only one power in action, unfolding, the power for greatness. It's everything you are. And again, when you know that you are one with the universal spirit, the law of mind, which responds to your thinking according to its nature, begins to demonstrate in greater ways. That which needs to heal is healed, because in truth you know there is nothing to heal. There's only an idea to change. Now, this is true of you. If you have a change for the better that is needed in your body, know that God, in and as every cell of your body, is unfolding right now as greater good in a way it knows how to do it. It knows what to do and how to do it. That God is your doctor, your medicine, everything you're involved in. It is the nurse. It is, again, within your ability to give thanks for the manifestation of better health, of increased happiness, of positive abundance, of the power of positive purpose unfolding. It was John Foster Dulles who said, "The measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it is the same problem you had last year." It was Dr. Raymond Charles Barker who, at our annual gathering at Asilomar, said to the audience, and he said it more than once, where he would ask people, how many have been studying religious science, unity, divine science? How many have been studying this over 30 years? And all these people would raise their hand, and then he would add to it, how many are still working on the same problem? What Dr. Barker was pointing out to the listeners of that period of time, and I will point out to you, which I do on this program almost every week, knowing about greater truth will not change your life. You need to know as greater truth knows. You are. Intelligence in action, act like it. Infinite intelligence is the action of your life, in your life, as your life. Know it and think from the knowing. It is the power of the universal celebrating itself as you. Are you celebrating the realization of this awareness in your own heart and mind? Today, my friends, you can joyously respond to the great good that already exists for you. You can respond to it completely, accept it in your life today, and let go and let it show up. And if you do, contact me and let me know about it. Our website is www.csl-fremont.org. I would love to hear from you. And remember, my friends, this program is sponsored by you, our listeners, and we thank you and bless you for your support. The challenge we have, of course, is to give thanks and celebrate the support of the universe. You see, there's something in the universe that made you out of itself that is ready to support your next idea. All you have to do is think it up and then think as it thinks. Confidently, you can move forward. If you are facing something you faced yesterday, allow yourself to confidently heed the divine urge within you to let go and let whatever you need to undertake in your life, whatever you need to deal with, whatever you need to clean up, whatever you need to address, look it straight in the eye and allow the giving of the best of yourself to it, the wonder of your way. If you have something to undertake today, give it your best. You see, my friends, you direct your thinking. Think about what you think about. You direct your thinking, and you have the ability to understand positive direction. You have the ability to be positive direction in action. And as you do this, what happens? Right solutions begin to show up. They are made clear to you, and you find yourself not only are they clear, but they are clear in a stress-free way. Your positive response to the conditions in your life is your experience of good. Don't let the condition tell you how to think. Don't think from the condition. Think from unlimited possibility. Think from answer, not from problem. With deep faith and love, know today that any and every need in your life is already fulfilled. Accept the fulfillment. You are wonderful, my friends. And that means you are wonder-filled, full of wonder, full of light. Know it, and know you know it. Accept it with joy and release any sense of doubt. You are infinite intelligence and action. Give thanks that you know this and act like you know it. Again, quoting John Foster Dulles, the measure of success is not whether you have a tough problem to deal with, but whether it is the same problem you had last year.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal. I am thrilled to announce that Adrian Golday, celebrated author of Regretland, is returning to Center for Spiritual Living Fremont. Adrian will be facilitating an afternoon workshop on Sunday, April 25th, based on her newest book, The Science of Gifting. The Science of Gifting is a guidebook to remove mental blocks to receive love, health, money, and all good things. The workshop is scheduled at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, April 25th, and tuition is on a love offering basis. In the meantime, our own Reverend Darlene Sykes will be facilitating a Wednesday evening book study on Science of Gifting to get us ready for the workshop. This powerful class meets the first three Wednesday evenings in April from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $25 for the series of three if paid in advance. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
If you keep thinking the same way, the things it creates will keep showing up. So if you want something new to show up, learn how to think in a new way. This is what this entire radio program is dedicated to. Dr. Ernest Holmes said there's a lot of people who think the way we think, and they do it naturally. For those of us who don't know how, if we want to, we can learn. So your challenge, my challenge, is to allow ourselves to say, okay, this is how much I know now. Now I'm going to empty my cup and let myself know more, understand more, be a greater understanding of the more that is possible in my life as my life. I love what Bruce Lee pointed out when he said the key to immortality is living a life worth remembering. Are you living a life worth remembering? It was Will Rogers who said, our purpose in life is to leave the woodpile higher when we leave here than it was when we arrived. How you doing with your woodpile? Now, your challenge, if you're going to increase the woodpile, if you're going to give the best of yourself so the world's a better place because you're part of it, if you do this, it is because you are honoring your loving conviction of everything we talked about this morning. Today, my friends, you can honor your loving conviction. And what is that? The conviction of your oneness, the conviction that infinite intelligence in you as you is you, this creative power of mind in you as you right now is ready to become what? To become a new design for living as you, as we talked about earlier in the program, choose to give your best to what's in front of you. and then love doing it. The great metaphysical idea that transcends the old idea most people have, because most people are walking around with the concept of give till it hurts. The challenge is to give till it feels good. Now, what is your conviction? I don't know what it is. You are the holder of your own conviction. You know that it is either positive or negative. If it's negative, don't go down that path. If you want to be happy and healthy and prosperous, choose to learn how to think in a different way and then think from the new way, not just about the new way, and let the conviction of your dedication, the conviction of your understanding unfold and improve your relationship with yourself, your relationship with everybody in your life. And I'm going to give you a good reason to do this. This is a good thing to do if you want to be happy and you want to be healthy and you want to allow yourself greater happiness and more positive success and better health. It is yours by right of consciousness. Now, your effective daily living is waiting for your decision to be effective daily living in action. If you want to impress your world, and I recommend that you do, impress your world with the importance and the demonstration of your new beginning. Because this morning, today on this program, wouldn't it be great if all of you listening today let go and let this be the best day of your life? Wouldn't it be great that this radio program this morning motivated you to lifting your consciousness out of confusion, doubt, and fear into a higher idea and then do something about the uplifting experience? Affirm with me, I find importance in what I am. I find importance in what I am. See, that's the challenge. Most people are running around finding importance in what they do, who they're with, what they drive, what their job is, how much money they have in the bank, all these other things. They fill their life with trying to find importance, and they're still not happy. The people who are happy are people who find importance in what they are and then do what? Give from that understanding. Find importance in what you are, because here's what you are. You are a mighty, moving power of infinite intelligence in action. You, my friends, are a mighty moving power of God. And God loves the world. That's true. How does it do it? It does it by means of you. It does it by means of me. Pay attention. Pay attention to the new beginning that's unfolding from you right now. Pay attention and understand that if you want good as the result of your thinking, let good think as you. Know that your world is now free to fill itself with the wonderful, as good or better than anything you could ever imagine, anything you've ever known before. And as you do this, you will discover you are doing it because your consciousness is filled with the awareness that your needs are fully met and peace of mind manifest in your healthy mind, your healthy world, your healthy body, your healthy ideas, your healthy creativity, your healthy giving to the world around you. Give thanks and know that this is your way today and tomorrow and any other time it is needed. Your fulfillment, waiting on you to happen, is a manifestation of greater good beyond anything you have ever known in your life when you let go and let it happen as you. You see, my friends, limitation only remains in our life when we insist on it. Confusion, doubt, fear, things we say we don't want only remain in our life when we insist on it. The fulfillment of our life is not something outside of ourselves. Dear, dear friends, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. Know this today. Know it from your heart and mind, and know that the great truth that you are in command of, that is the consciousness within you, is ready to go forth from you and return to you, pressed down, multiplied, overflowing. Let it be your way. And have a wonderful day today as we start this wonderful month of April and spring into spring. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeout and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.